AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
They're here.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friends? Welcome in. It is ITL on Sports Grid with your boys Bogman and the Welsh. NFL Week 3 action going down. It's a football-packed episode, because who's talking about baseball right now, Bogman? Who's talking about...
In the thick of the baseball playoff race.
Who cares about that whole, like, every day the AL East is switching different wild card options? And who cares that the Giants are... 100 game winners and they're above the Dodgers? Who cares that I put in a last second bet in September 22nd or 3rd on Fernando Tatis Jr. to win the NL MVP? Who cares that I...
Everybody knows baseball is boring. Come on, it sucks, right?
It's just the worst. Who cares about that? Who wants to talk about
we
that?
Definitely, I mean, didn't spend hours after midnight last night recording a baseball show.
No,
that didn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, we're not so hardcore, you know, that we do everything still.
Yeah.
Where some people may have given up on baseball, we're still doing it. It's been phenomenal, by the way. I mean, Tatis, 40th homer, 25 stolen bases, and FanDuel had him still for NL MVP at plus 250 odds. Harper was the favorite. Might be a lost cause, but statistically, you know, those guys have around the same amount of at-bats, and Tatis is outperforming him. And if I remember correctly, I think the Dodgers are above the Phillies in the wild card. I'm going to take a look here if I'm remembering correctly, as we're recording this on a Thursday.
Yeah, the Dodgers are way ahead of the Phillies.
No, not the Dodgers, but
the Padres.
No, the Phillies. Phillies in San Diego. So Philly is a game and a half above San Diego right now. So, and it's Harper and Tatis that are just vying for the spot right now. I'm surprised actually Scherzer didn't have any more of a shot even on that half season. Almost.
That's what I said yesterday. I thought you laughed at me when I said that. But.
No, but you're not wrong, because it's almost CC Sabathia, like when CC Sabathia got traded to the Brewers and was like phenomenal. Like, that's how he has been. But Harper has been the favorite, but Philly and San Diego both out of the wild card. I kind of feel like that's going to work in favor of the statistically awesome Fernando Tatis Jr. So I put a little bet on him, but we're not talking about baseball.
No. Who talks about baseball? We're definitely not going to spend another segment on it.
Probably not, but we are going to talk about football soon. I guaranteed on the last episode of the radio that I would be better than I was last week in my gambling picks. I guaranteed it. It's hard to be wrong, but boy, was I right. We're going to talk about that. Don't go anywhere. We got picks. We got DFS. We got week 3. All the action coming up right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In This League.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
InThisLeague.com will take you to our Patreon. You can also go to patreon.com/ITLArmy. You've heard it before. It is a great time. It doesn't matter when you want to do it, even if it's towards the end of the month, because we've got tons of stuff going on. Thursday night streams with Bogman. I just did a live Prospect 1 with our Patreon people. We've got group me rooms. We've got DFS contests, weekly contests going down. Bogman has his weekly positional ranks. I have now added a prop bet sheet, where last week I was okay. I was 10-8, but I was 4-2 on my top bets. So we'll take over 50%, and I was, 66% in my top tier bets. Prop sheet, a little bit of gambling there. Bogman also has got his college football stuff. We've got GroupMe rooms, all the things under the sun. I've got a live event happening next week, October 1st. So come and join and support your boys at patreon.com/ITLArmy. We would be very, very grateful. And believe me when I tell you, we got lots of stuff for you to consume for the couple shekels that you are throwing out to us.
I like to consume things.
Yeah, and we like shekels. We like a few shekels.
Yeah, I like to consume mass quantities. You remember the Coneheads? Remember that?
I do. Mass quantities. We will consume mass
quantities. Consume mass quantities.
Those, actually, it's funny you mentioned them, only in that, like, their teeth freaked me out. Like, that was actually one of those things. It was very innocuous, but, like, it freaked me out.
When he went to the dentist and he had, like, the four rows of teeth.
Yeah, that was terrifying, because then I think as a kid, you're like, do I have extra rows of teeth? Am I a conehead? Like, when I was younger too, I had like teeth that were like kind of in front. I had to have a lot of dental work. So like, I almost had that type of thing. And I was like,
yeah,
am I a conehead?
Yeah, you kind of had that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, am I a conehead? I've got like a row. I got two different rows that were going on. It freaked me out. That was an underrated movie. David Spade was like the little agent.
God. Yeah. Remember? Yeah. Remember when he gave the guy the, he thought it was bubble gum, but it was a condom. Oh God, that was funny. Yeah.
Was it, Jamie Presley, or was it, who was the daughter?
Oh, I she was a smoke show. I don't know who it was, but
Coneheads cast. We have to find out who the hell was it. Chris Far. I forgot Chris Farley was in.
Oh, he was the boyfriend.
Here's the problem. They're all so old. I can't tell who was who.
You are a nincompoop. Didn't he say nincompoop?
It was, yeah. Oh, you know what? Yeah, her. It was Michelle Burke.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's not who I thought it was. Adam Sandler was in that. Chris Farley, David Spade, Michael McKean, Phil Hartman, Sinbad, Michael Richards. Whoops. Ellen DeGeneres. I don't remember her. And then Jason Alexander, Eddie Griffin, Parker Posey, Tim Meadows, Drew Carey.
Oh my God.
All of those people. Kevin Nealon, Tom Arnold. The Coneheads might be the greatest cinematic cast that's ever been created. It might be the new Avengers. Did you hear? And I didn't.
It was
even
all the Saturday Night Live people.
Jane Curtin and Dan Aykroyd were the stars of it, by the way. And then everybody else, Lorraine Newman was in it. Dave.
Remember when she was vacuuming and she just had like the connector to her mouth and she's like,
Julia Sweeney was in it. I mean, this cast is Chris Rock and William Shatner were also in it. It's the greatest cast of a movie ever.
Sometimes I feel I have to get away. I have to run away.
Yep. There we go. We just took like four people back to the childhood that they didn't need or anything like that.
Oh my God. Great
cinematic movie. Last week, week one, we talked about this. Your boy, me, did not have the greatest week one in gambling, to say the least. It was bad. And I promised I would be better. To put it into perspective, I think I was against the spread in week one. I think it's hard to do this. I think I was 3-9. I'm going to go look right now. Does that sound about right, Boggs?
I mean, that doesn't add up, but
I was 3-9. That's exactly what I was. I had 3 wins, 9 losses. I was
12 games. We did 15 games.
Well, that's just what's marked here. Yeah, I don't know why that. I mean, I'm looking at our boy Donovan. Actually, yeah, that's weird because he has you for 13 and me for 9. So I don't know what the deal is. So maybe that was wrong. But either way, I was well under 500 on both sides.
Yeah.
So horrific. This past week, I promised I would be better. I was not only better, I was better than you. I was 10-5.
Well, dude, saying you were better than me this week is not saying a lot, because I was not great.
10-5 against the spread, and I was even better on the over-unders, 11-4 in week two. Your boy Welsh got you paid last week.
Well, if I'm under 500 again this week, I think I'm just going to start grabbing a dartboard and some darts. because I got enough room, and this wall is pretty empty right in front of me, right? So I could just take those things. I could actually hang those soundboards up if I had 5 seconds of spare time, and I could just throw a dartboard up there and start throwing darts.
Can
and
I ask
see
you
what would do?
Was it spread or over under last year that they made money?
The spread against the spread. I was really good last year.
You are very close. You were better than last week. It says you were 6-7 week one. Again, that's 13 games. I don't know why I'm 12, so that might be a little disconnect on week one. But this past week, you were 7-8, so you did improve. But you are going back down an over-under trend again.
Yeah.
Where you were 5-10. You were better than week one, but your over-unders have been struggling where you're just hovering around close to 500. One good week on your spreads, and you're going to jump over your spreads, but your over-under trend is starting to come back again.
Yeah, we're getting there. So, we're going to be better. Look, you know, you learn a lot week one. You learn even more week two. And then, you know, week three is still, you know, you're figuring these teams out, man. You know, some of them are not going to be exactly what they were last year. Some of them are going to be way better, way worse. And it's just like Jacksonville, right? Can Jacksonville actually get worse?
Yeah, they can. By the way, I love how you sounded like a congressional like candidate on trial. Like, we're going to be better. We're dedicated and we're committed to being better. And we promise you, my committee and myself will be better. Like, that's what you just you were like committing us to like some perjury case that we were in. Like, we're going to be better. Oh, you don't like that. You're getting, why are you getting annoyed with me? You're the one that sounded like you were on trial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, man, why are you putting me on trial?
Because of what you were saying. You were putting me on trial.
I'm not putting, you said us. You're like, we're going to be better. Like, yeah, you're going to be better. These have been weird weeks. By the way, and I was 13-1 in straight picks in another pick pool that I do. 13-1.
Great.
I won that week. So it was a good week on that front. My over-under's 11-4. I think it's rough to go on you for over-unders as you're in the season. I guarantee you are going to win 9 games this week.
Look, here's the thing is, last weekend I was at 500 on my college picks in my article on Betting Pros. I was 5-5, which is annoying because I was 5-3 going in the last two games. Thought I had a chance to go 7-3. Lost my last two ones. That pissed me off. Watching the Steelers get wrecked and then my bets not do well on Sunday just kind of ruined my weekend. And you just flashed me back to the weekend last weekend. That's all. So, okay. All right, you know.
You're not on trial. Man, you put me on trial. I can't say the whole bit that I'm saying.
Don't want to put it on the
pedestal. Thinking of the 40-year-old version. Man, but you put me on trial. You need to get your woman in line. Like, do you remember that whole? You don't let him talk like this, man. I can't do the whole bit. I'm butchering it.
You said she's a hoe for show.
For show.
Yeah. You said she's said hurting. That.
No, Bogman. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, that was me. Right.
Thank you very much for the rest of them. I was working around the bit. Thank you for going
whatever.
Into the bit.
It's not
thank
that you. Bad. Thank Jesus you. Yeah, at least Christ. Yeah, at least speaking of trials, you just put me on trial here.
At least we're at midnight.
You put me on blast. I'm going to put you on Front Street.
I said I would be better. I was. Bogman, I guarantee Bogman will be better this week. We're both going to be over 500. Our picks are coming up next for week 3. Spreads, over-unders. We've also got some DFS contests, and if we get to it, I've even got my props, which we might dig into, which you can get over on Patreon. Bogman's losing it. We got to go to break before he gets this canceled. So we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face? Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In This League.
Welcome back, friends. It's In This League. It's Bogman, Chris Welsh, on Twitter at Bogman Sports, at Is It The Welsh. And Bogman on the break was like, you know that we successfully burned a segment talking about Coneheads and how we're going to be better on our picks. And I'm like, yeah, that's what we do. It's exactly what we do. But it's also reiterating that I was 10-5 and 11-4. So
yeah,
just making sure that that was, you know.
I remember last week when we spent an entire segment talking about how bad you were. Didn't we do that? Or no, that's revisionist history. That didn't happen. Weird.
It is our show. We didn't talk about how bad you were last week. We didn't do that.
I think what we said was, yeah, we're both pretty bad. We're putting it behind us. Let's go look at this week.
Let's not even think about week one. Let's move on. If we technically, if week one doesn't exist, I am, what was I? 19, I'm 21-9.
It's going to turn into a philosophy podcast where, you know, if you don't acknowledge it, does it actually exist?
It's a great point. Yeah, it's absolutely great point. Like if you bet and you, do you ever win or lose if you never look at the results?
It doesn't matter. So you don't. Matter.
Yeah. But we are going to look at the results here and we are going to look at the betting and we're going to be doing our picks. We do the spreads. We do the over unders. Like I said, solid week for me. I guarantee Bogman's going to have a big week this week. This is how it goes. Bogman doesn't stack not great ones. And also, you know, a point out too, you've got your, if people are looking for any college football stuff, well, it's probably over now, I guess, that everybody's listening to this,
but for the future, you know,
for the future, week two was horrific for everybody in college gambling.
Week three. Yeah.
Or week three.
I'm
sorry.
You were a week ahead in college. Yeah.
And you were still 50%. It was just some of the hot, like the more confident ones you like didn't work.
Stupid
out,
BYU. Were, like, and here's the and thing. UCLA. UCLA hurt you worse than it hurt me, honestly. Yeah. But the thing here is, look, just follow the logic. If you follow the logic and you agree with it, you know, you're not going to win every bet. No one is 100. No, you know what I mean? No one is hitting at 100%. No one's even hitting at 90%. Just beating the spread and, you know, being over 50% is a huge win because that's how Vegas builds gigantic buildings every single year because they are over 50% on the public. That's just the way it works. So if you're over 50%, you're doing well. That's just, you know, kind of the bottom line. But also, like, you're not going to hit every bet. So just follow the logic. And if you like the logic, that's where it is. You're not going to hit everything, which is why, you know, Welsh is learning about parlays right now. So, parlays always look good.
Hard lesson.
What did I say to you the other day? I was like, hey, look, I don't have to sit here and tell you about parlays. You're going to learn, you know, one way or the other. Parlays are going to teach you because when I started gambling, you know, parlays are what got me. So, you know, they're fun. And if they hit, you feel, you know, it's better than anything else. I mean, I've never done blow, but maybe it's better than that. I have no idea. So
maybe Bugs.
It could be, but it's awesome. It's a great feeling. So
we should talk about it more. Oh, blow? You mean?
I thought I was being nice. I said I never did it.
Yeah. So, no. Oh, yeah. If you did it, that's what you're
I never about. Have. So, but anyway, yeah, it's a great time. But you know, they're so rare to hit.
Yeah. No. No, but I mean, I had also said before, like I had a lot of free bets that were going on that were just playing around with. And stuff
we also
like
go
that.
Through every game and we also say, I wouldn't bet this. I wouldn't bet that, you know, so.
Yeah. And I think through this, we'll even talk about like confidence points and levels and stuff like that. You know, last week, I think I had said in week two for the NFL, I still wouldn't have cashed like incredibly great because I loved the Bills. And I love the Rams. And a parlay of those two did not work out. And I parlayed those two. Bills were an absolute smash, and they were one of my favorites. But I like the Rams equally.
Well, see, the Rams, your logic was right. But they did you see them screw up that punt?
Yeah.
That was the difference in the entire game, was that stupid Gunner moving in line of the snap. Ball went off him, and the Colts scored a free touchdown. You know, that's the whole difference in the entire game and your spread. So little things like that happen every single week. Your logic added up, result didn't. So it's just the way of the world, as we would say on ITL.
That's 100%. So, but like, you know, check out Bogman's stuff. Make sure you're following him on Twitter for the college picks. I'm imagining week four is going to be much better. And, you know, Bogman and I constructed just a wild for fun college parlay, which is it's totally absurd.
I'm over here talking about don't do parlays and yeah. What was it, six or seven?
It was a 7-game parlay we did for college, so which ridiculous. it pays like plus 2,000, but it was fun. But like that's like a little $10 parlay or something like that is fun. 95% of my bets this week are solo singular ones, and I do the prop. I do a lot of props. That's a majority of what it is. I've got a couple game lines in the NFL. I do have some game lines in the college, all courtesy of Bogman. And you can check out a lot of that other stuff with our Patreon if you want to follow us. I mean, you know, we're a couple dinglebats too, so you may not like it. But, you know, I've done good in props. You've done good in college, and NFL is where it's at. And
I don't know how offended I should be since you just called me a dinglebat.
Well, I said we are dinglebats.
Oh, I know. I just don't know what that means. So
it's just like we're a couple of doofs.
Yeah. Doof. Is that like Chingle Chang?
Chingle Chang. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I wish I had bet my own, all the actual line of games. I would have cashed big. All right. So let's get into some of these games here. First up, this is a big one too. The Chargers at Kansas City. And did we double check the lines or should I double check?
We are saying the lines on Thursday for the people on Saturday. So they're going to change anyway. So just stick with what's on the show.
That's a good point. Cares? Yeah. If I see anything like crazy, but Kansas City, a 6.5-point home favorite. 54.5% is the over. And I like this, Boggs. I saw that you put this on here. You put where the spread and the over betting is going right now. And
yeah, those I pay for those numbers, so maybe don't read them, but you can say, you know, you can say that
I'll give a rough estimate.
Overwhelmingly in favor of this game.
I'll do this. I'll give a rough estimate.
Yes.
The betting is over 50% in favor of the Chargers plus 6.5. And heavy on the over, heavy percentage on the over for this game. So 54.5 minus 6.5, but the betting line is over 50% are on the Chargers side of this. So what do you think about Kansas City and the Chargers?
Well, and here we go. Here's my logic on this game is that the Chiefs have played to two overs. Their defense doesn't look great, but they've played some good teams so far. They played Cleveland and Baltimore. The Chargers are a good offense, obviously, and, you know, can put up some points for sure. But I just think this is a game where the Chiefs go back to outscoring the Chargers by a decent margin. So for me, this is a home game for the Chefs here, too. So give me them and give me the over. They've already played to two overs because that defense hasn't been great. So I think we kind of find out this week if this defense is just bad or if they can bow up and play tough against a good defense. So offense. So give me Kansas City and I'm going to take the over on this game. I'm more confident. I think I'm more confident in the over than I am in Kansas City, but I like both sides of this one.
I agree with that last statement. I'm always a little worried because Kansas City last year was like
we bet them the over so much and they never hit.
Very prevalent in not hitting overs and offense kind of stuttering and stuff like that. That really hasn't been the case this year. And if it weren't the Chargers, I could find myself, you know, not taking the under with this high, but they're going to be slinging. The Chiefs defense has been really bad. So I think the Chargers are going to score. I love Eckler this week. Mike Williams has been a big stud, double-digit targets the last couple of weeks. He gets targeted in the red zone. Keenan Allen is still him. I don't think Herbert's been exceptionally great this season, but you've got Kansas City's defense. Kansas City also is not willing to run. They just don't run. They don't establish. I don't think they're going to find great success running against the Chargers either. So they're going to get back to the pass. Some of the other guys are making plays and Patrick Mahomes looks on top of his game. So as much as like, I still have that in the back of my head of last year, I'm going to take the over and I'm going to take Kansas City as well. Kansas City at home where I'm just not the biggest Chargers guy. I do think now, see, here's why I'm not confident because that 6.5, I could see this game being within a touchdown because Kansas City or because the Chargers are going to score because Kansas City's defense is not great. But I also think there's a possibility that that could happen through 2.5 quarters and the Chiefs can get out from.
And also the Chiefs defense is gelling. I mean, Tyrann Mathieu just came back last week. So did Frank Clark, you know, so they could get better.
Yeah, exactly. And I ultimately think the Chiefs are going to pull out. Are going to pull out of the game and they are going to take the lead. And at 6.5, I get a touchdown.
They're going to pull out and hose down this game.
I really couldn't save myself on
that. Are they hurting?
Once I pull, they're not hurting for. once I said pull out, we were kind of done with. So we're both going to take Kansas City in the over. I don't like that based on your overs. That makes me uncomfortable. We'll do one more game here. Chicago going to Cleveland. Cleveland is a 7-point favorite. Line is 45.5. I will give you one update on there is a 6.5 on some other sports books. Just, so it's between 7 and 6.5, just pointing that out. But the 45 line is correct.
I can take the Bears and the points in this game. I just think Justin Fields makes them a better team. I think with a young quarterback, they're going to concentrate on holding the ball more and running with David Montgomery. So I think I'm going to go with Chicago. 45.5 is kind of low for these two teams, and the betting overwhelming majority is on the over. So I'm going to roll with that too. So give me the Bears in the over.
Yeah, I forgot to say that heavy majority on the over, little over 50% in favor of Cleveland on this one. And I did confirm there is another book that's got 6.5. FanDuel is at 7, and you're getting +7 on the Bears is actually very enticing. And I'm with you. This was one of those, I was staring at my stuff, not looking at yours. And then when I finally was like, all right, I'm going to go Chicago. And I looked and I was like, oh, you have Chicago. And I didn't realize that. I'm going to go Chicago and I'm going to go the over as well, because I'm a little bit worried about Cleveland scoring, where I think Justin Fields is going to stretch and open this field up a little bit. Odell Beckham is still questionable. So I do not, this is a crazy thing. I don't feel confident about the over, and we are talking crazy overwhelming numbers that are being bet on the over right now. I don't feel confident about that, but I like the Bears +7. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we got the rest of our games right here on In This League Week 3.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
in this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Oh. Welcome back, friends. It's In This League on Sports Grid. It's Bogman Welsh on Twitter at @IsItTheWelsh, at Bogman Sports, InThisLeague.com for the stuff and the things. Might get to a few prop bets in hour two. Also, our DFS contest. We have a weekly In This League DFS contest that is only for our Patreon members. And we had a dude who was in it, our boy Rory. Not only did he dominate our contest, he decided, and he thanked us, by the way, because he like usually doesn't play. And he was like, he wanted to play because he was hanging out with, you know, us and friends and everything. And he just decided to throw his lineup in one of those million ones. And he finished like top 50 and he won like a couple grand. And he was like, thanks. And we're like, awesome. You're welcome. You also took all our money. You son of a
bee. Did you hear about our new general level?
Yes, we have a new
$250
general
$250 a month.
It's so. A one-time fee. And $1,200. We'll just call you general. That's what it is. It's actually, we call it the tithe fee. So It is 10% of your winnings. You tithe to ITL, the Church of ITL, and we'll throw a couple Hail Marys to you.
That's right.
I can't do it.
I'm going to be quiet here for a minute. What do you got?
Nope.
You got hurting?
What are you trying to get me canceled?
Oh, I don't know. You just said you seem like you had something fun there. So we're a fun show. We can say what we want, right? Midnight show. So, all right. Well, let's get back to it. We are doing our week 3 bets. We only got through the first 2 games. So we're at game 3 now. This game has, I'm going to give a little, because I want to give the numbers, of course, but that overwhelming number, let's call it like this, at least over 80%, not giving all the numbers, but over 80% of bets on both sides are being done. So there is a consensus that is happening on both sides of this bet. And this game, friends, is the Arizona-Jacksonville game, which Arizona is a 7-point favorite. 51.5% is the over. And Boggs, overwhelming odds of Arizona and the over are in play. So do you do anything otherwise?
No, and this line keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger because of that overwhelming majority of the money. I've seen it move twice already.
I don't think I've seen, well, actually, you know what? Now that you say that,
it already
it's
has.
At 7.5 on FanDuel. Yeah. It's at 7.5 as we are talking right now.
Yeah. So it keeps creeping up like half a point a day. So it might be 8.5 or 9 by the time you're listening to this. I don't think it really matters, to be honest with you, with the way these two teams are looking. And once again, this is a logic thing. You add it up. Yes. The Cardinals are traveling across the country to go play in Jacksonville. Sure. I understand that, but, and it's hot there and all that great stuff. Cardinals are a way, way, way better team than what Jacksonville has shown us. Does it mean Jacksonville can't break out of this? They're professionals. Yes, they can break out of it. Trevor Lawrence inspires no faith right now. So he's going to have to show everybody something.
Urban Meyer inspires less faith, I think, even. Like, I think the team could rally around their quarterback, but the coaching 100%. There's nothing.
I absolutely agree with that. And, you know, it came out before week one that Urban Meyer's quote unquote antics are already rubbing some of his team the wrong way. So,
you rub it.
It's not, if you're hurting for it, then, but anyway, the Cardinals are the much, much better team here. We already saw Chandler Jones dominate a good tackle in Taylor Lewan. And, you know, even if they try to run this ball a bunch, you're running into the teeth of Isaiah Simmons and Jordan Hicks and J.J. Watt and Chandler Jones. It hasn't been great for teams so far against them. So I like the Cardinals in this game. I also like the over because I believe they're going to have to, play comeback the Jaguars. But I think the Cardinals could get most of this. You know, if they get 5 touchdowns, 6 touchdowns, you're not asking for the Jags to do a ton here.
Yeah,
so
there's a prop out there that's 3.5. I think it's over 3.5 pass and rushing touchdowns from
for Kyler Murray.
So it's essentially a 4-touchdown bet for Kyler Murray. Yeah, again, of the two, I said the overwhelming majority is on Arizona and the over, but I feel a little less confident about the 51.5 just under the circumstance where Arizona's defense starts to stout.
This is like 35-10.
This is like 35, like Buffalo, Miami. This is 35-0, 35-7. That's where I get worried because Arizona is going to move. I think Chase Edmonds is going to have a big game. I like Rondale Moore again in this. Kyler Murray is going to have multiple touchdowns. But what I worry is Jacksonville can't establish anything. So if they don't make some early big plays, what are they going to do? They can't establish the run. I'm worried Arizona gets up, 28-3. At halftime, and then the second half is just in and outs, and Arizona's just trying to manage clock. So I'm not as confident about the over, but I am confident about Arizona. I'll even take 7.5 on this one, and I mean we're talking major numbers on there. So, but we should probably lock this in at 7.5, just so that's the current numbers we're recording this. But we're both going to still take Arizona and the over, right?
Yes.
Okay. Next game up, the Washington football team is at Buffalo. Buffalo is a 7.5-point favorite, and I think that line is probably still correct. No, it's actually 7 now. It's moved down, so we get an extra one. Buffalo is a 7-point favorite. The over under is still the same, 45.5. There's not overwhelming numbers, but the betting looks like it's in favor of Buffalo and the under right now. Is that
correct? So this game, I think I, first of all, run away from this game. I don't want any part of this game at all. But I do think Buffalo kind of showed up last week on the road against Miami and came back together after an embarrassing loss to Pittsburgh at home. So I think Buffalo is clearly the better team here. But the reason you're seeing this move into Washington's favor, I feel like, is because they have the extra days of rest. They played on Thursday the week before.
Well,
so
it's not in their favor, to be fair. It's just like
well, the line has moved like towards them. Yeah, it's not in their favor. Yeah. The line has moved towards them is all I'm saying. So yeah. Not in their favor. But because, I mean, it's still 7 points in Buffalo's favor by a full touchdown here. So yeah. I like Buffalo to win this game at home. You know, let's not forget Washington is still on a backup quarterback who looked good against the Giants defense. But that's the Giants defense dealing with. The Giants is different than dealing with, Buffalo's defense. Greg Rousseau's looked great so far. Ed Oliver looks like he's taking the next step. That linebacker core is great. Trey White is good. Trey White's better than James Bradbury, but I'm not sure anyone can stop Terry McLaurin after what we saw on Thursday. Good God, he looks like just a guy that's going to step up to wide receiver one territory real soon.
Yeah.
So I like Buffalo in this game without a lot of confidence. I like the over in this game also without a lot of confidence. Like I said when I started, I'm running away from this one, but if I have to pick gun in my head, Buffalo in the over for me.
You know, I'm in very, very much agreement that I don't like this game. This isn't anything that I'm betting whatsoever. It's tough because Buffalo's defense has technically been stout because of the ineptitude of that first game with Pittsburgh, and then they just shut out Miami. But I don't think Miami's that great of a team, and Pittsburgh was kind of a mess. So I got to be honest with you, I'm saying this a light way. I just don't feel like they've played an equal team. Like Pittsburgh is better now, but that week one Pittsburgh was not like a great Pittsburgh team. Like I think of playing like equal feet under themselves, stuff like that. Like this is that. Even though Tyler Heinicke is not a great quarterback, he's been efficient. They're getting Logan Thomas.
He can win.
Yeah, he can win games. Logan Thomas has been good. McLaurin looks awesome. They got the two running backs. Antonio Gibson has been given a solid bill of health. But Buffalo's defense has been pretty good. I feel like this is one where Buffalo's offense has not been great, even off of that last game. I mean, three of the touchdowns, I think, came on the ground from guys like Zach Moss and whatever. And I think Washington's defense has underperformed a little bit. That I look at this game and I go, I don't love the over, even though it's not a big number. So I'm going to take the under. And frankly, I think with how Buffalo has been playing, I think Washington could keep this close. I think this could be a 3 or 4 point game. So I'm going to take the Washington football team, even though, you know, general betting is in favor of Buffalo, but the under is more in play. And I'm going to go with the under. Maybe if I feel more confident about either one, it's the under here. But I agree with like your first statement. Like, I just don't love
this. Yeah.
Game. It's just not something I'm going to be betting on. Next up, this is one I actually did bet on the early line. Is the Colts are at the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee is a 5.5 point favorite, and I think that line has actually held like the entire time, even from like early line stuff that
That's
held.
Crazy
it's actually to me. Now it's moved to 5. Actually, it's moved to 5 on FanDuel, and the over has moved up a point. So we actually do have some or down a point. I'm sorry, 47.5. So it's 5 and 47.5 is the over under. It is almost a pick 'em on the spread and in favor of the over some of the early betting stuff, even though this line has just moved a little bit. So what do you think, Boggs? I took Tennessee 5.5 earlier. Now I could get a 0.5 point better, which would have been nice. Colts at this moment, we don't know if it's Eason or Wentz. Looking maybe Eason.
You know, we also heard today a report came down. I don't know if you saw it, that they might do a 2-quarterback system here, which is just absurd to me. So, look, I don't understand the Colts love here. I know they played the Rams hard and all that stuff, but they played the Rams hard and they beat that spread because of that screwed up punt from the Rams, like we said before. And Carson Wentz was healthy for the majority of that game. He's not walking into this game healthy at all.
No.
And Tennessee has not inspired a lot of faith so far this year. They looked bad against the Cardinals week one, and they looked bad for 2.5 quarters against Seattle, and then they made that comeback and won the game against them in overtime last week. But how can you have faith in Jacob Eason and Carson or a gimpy Carson Wentz? Yeah. Like if Carson Wentz goes out there and plays the whole game, he is 75% of Carson Wentz. He is not 100%. That is absolutely for sure. 2 sprained ankles. I mean, when was the last time you tried to, you know, be at super athletic on 1 sprained ankle, Welsh? You know,
yeah.
I don't know if there's enough Toradol in the world to.
I mean,
to
I
make,
am very athletic,
it
so it's a very
yeah.
Good comparison
your cutter's
you
amazing.
Me.
We all.
I mean, it makes sense
know.
That you would ask me that question because
of
my athletic prowess. But Yeah, no, I agree. I kind of agree with a lot of this stuff. Like, the thing that is inept for Tennessee is their pass defense right now. They're giving up over 300 yards a game. But with what? There's no Hilton. There's only Michael Pittman. You might have Jacob Eason in there. And they have been more stout against the run. They're a top 15. I think they've given up their 13 least rushing yards, if you will, just over 100. So if they can't establish the pass and they're trying to run it, Tennessee's a pretty good run defense. Also, Tennessee's a pretty good offense. If they're running on them or they're passing, I think they actually are going to divert a little bit and get a little bit more in the passing game. So I kind of like Ryan Tannehill this week. And I see why it's trappy. I see why, you know, there's concerns on the lines and stuff like that, but this is an easy Tennessee for me. And yeah. I'm going to take the under.
I'm going to flip down to the under as well.
Are you just with me?
Yeah, because after this Carson Wentz and Jacob Eason nonsense, I don't like it. So give me Tennessee and give me the under.
And that's exactly the point. The odds are in favor of the over right now. But if you get the first quarter or two more heavy running Derrick Henry, they're trying to get Jonathan Taylor going, and then Tennessee establishes a play action, Tennessee is going to Indianapolis is going to be behind the ball, and I don't trust Jacob Eason. And maybe it's Carson Wentz. So I like the under in Tennessee on that bad boy. I think we have time for at least one more. Atlanta at the Giants. Bugs, this game has evaded me a little bit. I made a couple early bets, okay? Couple early bets on like Sunday night, because I'm becoming a degenerate. And I looked at this one and immediately loved the over-under. I'm not a big fan of the line itself, but I loved the over-under. And it's moved all around. So here is the current line, because our lines here are a little bit outdated. It is currently the Giants favored by 3, and the line is 47.5. I don't remember. I have to look at my bets. I don't know if I got it at 47 or 48. We will be right back on ITL, and we'll be finishing up these bets in hour two, so don't go anywhere.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world. Says who?
IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
That's Bogman. I'm Welsh. It's In This League. Final segment of hour one. Bugs, we have a listener that is first pitch conference is coming out here in Arizona in a couple weeks. And you know, I'm out here. You know, I was about to say us, but you're no longer out here. I am the Arizona bound person. And obviously there's football going on. And a listener had hit me up and asked me, you know, blah, blah, blah. I wanted to meet up, and was also like something along the lines of like, you know, oh, you know, when's the last time, or are you planning to go to the Cardinal Niner game? And I was like, no. And they're like, oh, I thought you might have da, da, da. And I was like, no, because I don't actually particularly heavily enjoy going to games. Like, I love seeing them. I enjoy going to baseball because I think it's a much different experience, where the intensity of football, and you've got probably two or three times the crowds and the packing in, and nothing to do with COVID. But it's just like, I've never enjoyed the wall-to-wall, crazy, chaotic nature that football is. And really, with fantasy and how television coverage and red zone, like, I just don't think I could come remotely close to enjoying football at a game. It's less and less than ever before. I know there's a nature of like drinking and partying and tailgating. That's not me. I hadn't even put it in my thought, and they were almost surprised. Yeah, but they were like surprised. And I was like, I just don't, like, I'm not a big, like, I'd go if someone got me like really good tickets or something like that. But like, I'm not looking to, I don't go out of my way to get to go to those games.
Man, it's you and Mother Teresa. You know, I would go if someone bought me like a club seat.
Seat or like 50 yard line or something like that. Like, I'm not.
Crazy. I'm with you 150% on this. The last time the Steelers came into Arizona, when obviously I was living there, I didn't go. regretted that a little bit after watching empty stadiums in 2020, right? Because sure. It was 2019 when the Steelers
went. But are the Steelers going to the Texans or the Cowboys this year? Are you going to go?
No, they're not. And no, I wouldn't, even if they were. But it's a full day. It's the whole day. Your whole day is ruined. You go to one event, your whole day is out.
No cell service to check your teams.
No cell service at all. You can't communicate with anyone. It's expensive. And if you're at the opposing team stadium, like you and I would be, you're 50-50 for a fist fight with some drunk a-hole. So, it's not a fun experience.
Everybody wants to get viral now, so people are fighting even more. So, no thanks. I would go, like I said, if someone gets me in the locker room after something. But other than that, I'm good to go. All right, don't go anywhere. Hour 2 is coming up. We've got more Week 2 game spreads, and we've got some DFS. So, don't go anywhere in this league. We'll be right back.